My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John Kincaid joining us now from Philadelphia. Though, for those of you who don't know, he spent a good chunk of his career in Atlanta. So if you don't mind, John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
I would like to ask you about the Atlanta perspective first. They spent a lot of money on Kirk Cousins. How important this win for them?
Well, I think it's huge. But I would like to correct the great Wes Durham, who is one of the best radio play-by-play guys in the business, had the pleasure of giving him a big hug yesterday. I'd like to correct him, though. He said that the Falcons stole one in the night in Philadelphia. Wes, that was a Christmas gift under the tree, wrapped with a big bow on it. That was the wife running out into the driveway, and the hubby put the big ribbon around the car on Christmas morning. That was a giveaway. That was an absolute giveaway last night, and it was an absolute disgrace, Amy. And can you tell I'm working on like 2 hours, 50 minutes sleep?
I can tell.
Be part of it. Yeah, it may be part of it. Yeah.
I'm trying to start out with something positive. Like, how great is it?
There isn't anything positive,
okay.
Amy.
All right.
You stop
okay.
it.
Okay. How great is it to be back in the stadium, though? For years, for a couple of years, you couldn't do that, John.
Yeah, it was great to be back. It was great to be in the stadium, great to be there. Until like the last 2 minutes when Nick Sirianni should have told me I needed a cup because I got kicked right in the privates. That was terrible.
See what I told you about uncomfortable radio with John Kincaid? Okay, so let's start with that third down call. What would you have done?
I would have run the football. Third and three. Oh, by the way, the guy you decided to throw it to has the most drops of any running back in the NFL since 2021. So what I would have done is I would have handed it to Saquon Barkley, or I would have kept it myself if I was Jalen Hurts, and I would have tried to get outside, get a yard or two, and then slide down. I would have absolutely taken 40-some seconds, around 40 seconds off the clock, and if you notice, when the Falcons scored, they would have needed more time than that.
Yes.
And if on fourth down, let's say you get 1 yard there and it's fourth and two, or you get 2 yards there and it's fourth and one, you know then Nick Sirianni's going for it. You get 1 yard, you win the game, or otherwise. I do not put the ball at risk. There's no reason that you should put the ball at risk. It was dumb. I can't believe they did it. They were dopes. I mean, honestly, absolute dopes. And Nick Sirianni right now would get beaten in a game of Candyland. It's disgraceful. That was a joke.
I know that we have spoken in the past, and Nick Sirianni, not a huge fan of a lot of his decision-making. People have talked about him being on the hot seat. So how much does this game change his status?
I think it's you had at least half the fan base was sitting on the fence wondering, what does the guy do? Because they brought in somebody to run the offense, somebody to run the defense. He's not a specialist in anything. Twice he's had the opportunity. 7 games into his career, he gave up play calling as a head coach. Then you give him, he last year when the offense was crashing, he had no plan to be able to save it. So people were like on the fence. I wanted him back. I wanted to give him another shot. I wanted to let him be the CEO. Right now, I wouldn't let him be the CEO of an ice cream shop. I mean, seriously, his decision-making to me makes no sense. That is, there's zero reason that you're risking the ball at that point when you could take 40 seconds off the clock against an opponent that doesn't have a timeout. And more importantly, let's say you go for it on fourth down again, and you don't get 3 yards in 2 plays, which, by the way, they had done all night long.
Right.
They had done that all night long. They get 3 yards in 2 plays, they win the game. Or turn the ball over to the Falcons there. You're up by 3. Even if you turn it over there, you're turning it over around the 10-yard line or inside the 10. They have no timeouts, and there's around 50-something seconds to go in the game. They would most likely just go get in field goal position to try to tie you. It makes no sense to me. It just is. He's aggravating.
John Kincaid is with us from Philadelphia, already fired up for his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Though he was fired up before he went to bed, however long he was actually able to sleep. And you make a good point. I mean, the Eagles had nearly 200 yards rushing. They'd already had the whole tush push to get their touchdown earlier in that half. Barkley had nearly 100 yards. Hurts had nearly 90 yards himself. So it doesn't make any sense. And it's weird. Sometimes I feel like he's aggressive in the wrong situations and then conservative in the wrong situations. Like earlier in the game, he's got a 4th-and-4 inside the red zone. This was, their second drive? And he decides to go for it instead of taking the points. So, yeah, why not apply the same philosophy all the way around?
And those are points, Amy, that, again, at the end of the game, you're a winner.
Yeah.
You're a winner. You know, you take, like, I'm not doing 20/20 hindsight. I said it at the time on my social media, take the points. I would take the points. At that point, I would have gone up 3-0. You didn't score on your opening drive, and you got the ball first. Your defense gave you a stop. Your defense has been shaky. Put points on the board. Start to take a little bit of pressure off your defense. When you've got a bad defensive club, and they're a bad defensive club, or mediocre at best, you then put some points on the board. Take a little bit of the pressure off them, and instead he puts the pressure right back on them.
I kind of hate the hot take. Okay, I really hate the hot take that this is Saquon Barkley's fault because he's, as you point out, the defense was not good and Saquon doesn't play defense. He wasn't the guy who was out there allowing all of these long completions, especially the Darnell Mooney, the 2 catches by him. So what did you see on that Falcons drive?
Well, let's just say is that I'm not a Fangio this morning of Vic. I don't know what they were doing, but I think I had watched that game. The minute the third down reception was dropped, I turned to the people that I was sitting with in the press box and I said, they're going to lose this game, aren't they? And I just felt it. I felt it because they had left too much time on the clock and they were going to go up 6 and that's fine. But I didn't think that they would have the ability to stop them. And I said, every Falcons-Eagles game, I swear, it ends in the red zone. It ends like with a big play. It's seemingly in the red zone. And usually the Eagles win it. That was coaching malpractice last night. Absolutely malpractice. And anybody who tries to argue with you that it was the smart call to throw the football to Saquon to Barkley at that point, then you should have gone for it on fourth down the next play. It doesn't make sense to go aggressive and then all of a sudden go conservative. You should have gone for it on fourth down, too, if you were so intent on ending the game right there on that play. And to me, it was, why go with the risky play when you can go with a high percentage play when you've got a defense that is very shaky at best?
Okay, I'm going to try to brighten the mood again this morning.
Really?
How many pets have you named after Nick Foles?
One.
Okay. My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Foles is she was very excited for Nick yesterday and very, very excited. She told me before going, she was like, "Daddy, I you know, say hello to Nick for me." It was a special night. Look, they blew that. They blew it. They had, you know, all the Kelce hysteria. I know outside he's turning Monday Night Countdown into, you know, a spectacle, and people are loving it. And then you've got Nick Foles night, so the place is jacked up. And I got to tell you this: I wouldn't invite Nick Sirianni to my birthday party because I know he's going to bring the Carvel cake. He's going to bring Fudgy the Whale, and it's going to be halfway melted. Something's going to happen. The cupcakes are going to be stuck to the lid. All the icing will be stuck to the lid. Seriously, pin the tail on the donkey. That's another story. He can certainly attend.
Oh, gosh, you're making me want ice cream. All these ice cream references at 5:12 Philadelphia time. It's after hours with Amy Lawrence.
I need something stiffer than ice cream right now.
Yeah, I can imagine. Although I don't think you need to be any more fired up, John. I think you're...
Oh, I don't.
No,
I really don't. By the way, how's your second marriage going? Now to Pete.
Oh, for God's sake. My husband's going to hear that and go, what?
Two new marriages
Yes, actually today, John, is 9 months. I've been married for an exact 9 months today.
That is awesome. And then Pete, I mean, now it's like... It's
2 weeks.
I've seen those reality shows where the woman has multiple husbands and stuff, or vice versa. I said, this could really work for you guys. I wish... I'm hoping you enjoy the marriage.
All right. Seriously, my husband's not going to like that. Yes, thank you, John. So as we're still talking about the Eagles, but big picture, what about the NFC East, what you've seen so far?
Oh, the NFC East looks a little shaky. I'm not worried about the fact that they're going to be able to get right back in it and have a chance to win the NFC East, but Dallas looked like crap on Sunday. Detroit didn't look good. San Francisco didn't look good. You had the opportunity to take advantage of it and give yourself another conference win, and they blew it. They're going to regret that. They will regret that down the line. And I don't expect A.J. Brown to be ready for the Saints game. So they're going to be going another game without A.J. Brown. And I said it going into the game yesterday and said it on social media. that I would have. I did not think the Eagles could cover that point spread. I didn't think their defense is good enough that to be able to cover what I thought was a very, very, 5.5 points was very, very rich. And I think that they're going to have problems. And the way the Saints played, that was absolutely fantastic, what they've done in the first two games. Who knows what's real right now? But what is real is the Eagles' defense is shaky as hell.
Okay, but where's their reason for hope? Can we be a little positive on this Tuesday morning?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they have plenty of reason for hope.
Okay.
If A.J. Brown's back, I would tell you that I don't believe there's a more talented offense. If everybody's healthy in the NFC, other than potentially San Francisco, nobody has as much as they have. They have a really good offensive line. They have with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown right there, you've got two amazing receivers. You've got Saquon Barkley, who is a fantastic back. You've got so many reasons to be positive. I don't know where Dallas Goedert is. I'm going to look at I don't drink milk, but I'll look at the carton this morning and see where he was last night, because it really didn't seem like he had many opportunities. I was expecting more there. It was just a really, really rough night overall. Mm. Really, really rough.
So is there any chance that Philadelphia sports fans can balance their Eagles angst with the fact that the baseball team has got right now the best record in all of the game?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's excitement for Red October, but it's one of those things, too, where they were cruising ahead of the entire pack by a comfortable margin and sort of gave it back. So there's going to be some stress there. I personally am going to be odd, and I'm going to tell you, I don't want the top seed. I want them to be the 2 seed. I want them to get the bye week where they don't play, mm-hmm. but I want them to be the 2, because the winner of the top seed, so let's say that the Dodgers beat them out for it, they're going to play the winner of Arizona-San Diego. I would rather play the winner of Milwaukee and, I guess, either the Mets or the Braves. I would rather play them in a 5-game series where you've rested up, set up your rotation. I would feel better facing one of them, the familiarity of a divisional opponent, or facing the Milwaukee Brewers, than I would facing the Arizona Diamondbacks, the defending NL champs, or mm-hmm. the Padres.
Mm.
So, to me, you can have the number 1 seed. I just want them to get the bye, and then they can gotcha. Take that week off, set up the rotation. It should be a fun Red October. It always is here. It's a zoo.
Looking forward to it. Okay, before I let you go, I promised my audience I would ask you this. You cannot pick Rocky, but you can pick any other Philly sports hero. Where does the former Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles belong on the list?
Oh, he's right near the top. Allen Iverson is one that I guess the Sixers fans always love Iverson, even though he never delivered them a title. He is somebody that is just thought of as the underdog. So it's that same sort of script there. There hasn't been anybody in hockey, honestly, since I was a kid. So, I mean, I don't really even consider that in the mix. For the Phillies, it really, really depends. Mike Schmidt, the greatest third baseman of all time. Mm-hmm. But you had Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley really sort of resonate with the fan base here, and Ryan Howard, the triumvirate of them for an era of Phillies football, of baseball, 5 years, it was really good. But I'm going to tell you, Nick Foles, for Eagles fans, is right there. He just, Donovan McNabb makes it hard to dig him. He's just an odd cat at times. And he was tremendous. He's the greatest quarterback I ever saw wearing Eagles uniform. That's not a question to me. But to me, there's something about that Nick Foles story that is just so Philadelphia. And by the way, Kelsey's another one. That's just he's one of those guys. Jason Kelsey's just one of those guys who will forever be, he's a Philly guy, and they love him.
Just promise me that you're never going to try to imitate his style with a green velour sweatsuit on TV. Please don't.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that. But after I saw Jason dance last night, I know I could do that. I know I could look like a spaz. But you know what? Everything that Kelsey does is well received here, and he is. If he ran for mayor, everyone else would drop out of the race against him.
Nice.
They would not even spend their money, because he would win easily, and I wouldn't put it past him someday.
So coming up at 6 a.m. Eastern time, so about 40 minutes from now, he's not going to take a breath. 6 to 10, he's going, he's blowing, that's it. John Kincaid.
Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
But thank you for starting your morning with us.
All right, I say hello. Hopefully everything's going great, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, John.
Take care.
Well, mostly I'm really excited that he is able to get back to the stadium and be in the press box because John, for those of you who don't know, recently beat cancer for the third time. He's a badass and he's a fighter and a longtime friend. I'm always in awe of him. I could not do radio like him, but he's hysterical.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.